Hello, welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her reflection is entitled, My Kingdom Is Not Here.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Pilate said to Jesus, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me? Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here. So Pilate said to him, Then you are a king? Jesus answered, You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. The Gospel of the Lord. Picture Jesus at the Last Supper washing the feet of the disciples and then telling them to do the same. Does this look like kingly behavior? Listen to Mary's song, prophetically imaging the mission of the son she carries, who will be called Son of God. The lowly shall be raised up, she sings. The rich will be sent away empty in his kingdom. Does a king of this world work toward these ends? The lowly raised up, the rich sent away empty? In the Christ we celebrate today as King of the universe, all our expectations of kingliness are reversed. Here there is no sign of opulence, of domination, of conquest, or control. Instead, only service and oneness with the poor and lowly. A kingdom that asks not for obsequiousness and fear, but for freedom and love. The title, Christ the King of the Universe, expands our view of the kingship. The title calls to mind, Pope Francis' encyclical, Laudato Si, about which one commentator says, it is not so much a document as a prayer for a whole new creative narrative. The Pope's words testify to the truth of Earth's cries, along with the cries of the poor, connecting the two, that ring out for us to hear, and that call us to conversion, to new ways of behaving, even as we also lament and atone for old ways of abusing our planet in the kingdom of this universe. Through critical thinking and fertile imagination, Pope Francis shows us that our ecological crisis is at the deepest level a spiritual one. It has more than a little to do with the kingdom of God. In the gospel passage from John today, in the dialogue between Pilate and Jesus, Jesus makes clear that his kingdom is not earthly bound. He and his followers belong to the truth. Belonging to the truth is what makes him a king. It is the source of his power. This servant king who washes feet is noble and regal in the utter truth of his being. He will die for the truth. He is King of Peace. His kingdom not fought for with weapons of war. He will win by spilling his own blood and offering his very life for others. My kingdom does not belong to this world. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. We celebrate today an alternative kingdom, not of this world, but brought to this world in the Word of God made flesh. The invitation to us today is to some profound reflection, I think, on this kind of kingdom, in all its vastness, in all its concreteness within our daily lives. Next week, we will begin another Advent season, a time of waiting and longing for the coming of the incarnate Word. Deep down within us all, I think, dwells also a longing for the kind of kingdom he brings, a kingdom of truth and love. A king most notable for his vulnerability, who brings joy in his unadorned simplicity and authenticity. It seems to me only one question remains. In the words of the old Quaker hymn, if love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?